reporting on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're getting right to the front lines of history in the making. We'll start with Pennsylvania. There's a Senate race going on in Pennsylvania. And this is digging a little bit into the weeds, but it's important that we talk about this because depending on who wins Pennsylvania, that could mean who wins, who controls the U.S. Senate. In other words, does Chuck Schumer stay on as majority leader or does Moscow Mitch come in? And if Moscow Mitch comes in, that's the end of Joe Biden's agenda. He's come right out and said that. It doesn't matter if they damage the United States, injure the United States, injure our allies, Moscow Mitch will shut it down. The significance of Pennsylvania is that they have a fellow named Pat Toomey there. He's a Republican. He claims that he's a moderate. He's not. It's no good. I'm glad he's on his way out. He retired. But Pennsylvania is a purple state, and we have a great, great candidate, John Fetterman. Really a great candidate. And excellent chances of winning. The only headwind for him that he's going into is that there's a Democratic president in the White House. And if you look at it historically, that means that more likely than not, the people vote a little bit more Republican for Congress, for House of Representatives and Senate seats. It's not graven in stone. In 1998, Bill Clinton picked up seats, even though he was president. And in 2004, George W. Bush picked up seats, even though he was president. So it's not graven in stone, but we're taking this race very seriously. What I want to get into is a strange thing that just happened in the counting of the Republican primary votes. Now, the two major Republican candidates, one is Mehmet Oz. You know him as Dr. Oz. His name is Mehmet Oz because his parents were born in Turkey. He was born in the United States when his father came over as a doctor. But he is very, very close to Turkey. In fact, so close that he served in the Turkish military. That's right. As an American citizen, he served in the Turkish military and did not serve in our military. He also votes in Turkey. Yeah, that's right. Turkey lets people of Turkish descent around the world vote in their elections. Mehmet Oz voted recently in a Turkish election and did not vote in a United States election. This guy, frankly, has no business being in the U.S. Senate. For one thing, his residence right now is in New Jersey. And he just bought a place in Pennsylvania. His ties are in Turkey, and his ties, if he has any American ties, they're in New Jersey. And they also, obviously, are on television, as Mehmet Oz is a popular show. He was running against a guy named David McCormick, or he is running against him. David McCormick is a finance guy, venture capital, hedge fund guy, a troll. There are plenty of those kind of folks in the Senate, in the Congress, in the leadership of this country. We don't need another one. Very bland guy. But for some reason, the Republican primary has come down to the wire. And the last count, there were about 902 votes separating them. And each one of them had something like 480,000, and there are more to be counted. So let's call it close to a million votes. And it's going to be separated by 902 votes. 902 votes. So there is an automatic recount going on. And the significance of it is who ends up facing John Fetterman. First of all, who can John Fetterman beat more easily? In my opinion, he can beat either one of them. Neither one of them is any good. One's a very bland hedge fund venture capital troll. The other one served in the Turkish military, votes in Turkish elections, did not serve in the United States military, does not vote, or at least when he voted in the Turkish election, he didn't vote in the U.S. election. And the guy is very close to Erdogan of Turkey. And Erdogan of Turkey is the guy who is interfering with Sweden and Finland coming into NATO. There's a Turkish refugee living right now in Pennsylvania whom Erdogan wants to extradite and torture and in jail. Remember something, Turkey was the seat of the Ottoman Empire that spent centuries attacking Europe. And we don't want the senator from Pennsylvania anywhere near Erdogan of Turkey. We don't want him near Erdogan of Turkey. And Mehmet Oz is a friend of Erdogan's. So could Fetterman beat him? Yeah, I think pretty handily. Could he beat the hedge fund troll, McCormick? Yeah, I think pretty handily. But there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. So it matters who wins this primary. Now, Mehmet Oz did better on same-day voting, and McCormick swamped him in mail-in voting. And there were a lot of mail-in votes left uncounted, and people were thinking that McCormick could overtake Mehmet Oz's 902-vote margin when they're counted. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court just stopped the counting of a lot of those votes. The U.S. Supreme Court stuck its nose in Pennsylvania. Now, why did they stick their nose in Pennsylvania? Because thousands of these ballots were people who did not put a date on them when they signed them. And those of you out there who vote absentee, don't be lazy. Read the instructions. If it says put a date, put a date. If it says have your ballot witnessed, have your wife or your partner, whoever you're with, or somebody witness it. Don't just say, oh, well, what the heck? Only one of us has. Follow the instructions. Anyway, thousands of them that were not counted so far. It went to court. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals, federal court sits in Philadelphia, said, nah, if they were received by election day, which is the only legal requirement, they had to have been mailed before election day. That means that it doesn't matter whether the date's on them or not, because they were received in time. So whether they were dated a week before or 2 weeks before doesn't make any difference. You know, it's just simple logic. If it came by election day, it had to have been signed before election day. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court, Alito, now this Alito is a right-wing guy, and I'm tired of Alito. Alito overturned it. They have what's called the shadow docket. They just do whatever they want, and they don't have to file an opinion. And they go, okay, no, I overturn that. I don't overturn that. They did that in the original Texas abortion case. They do this with very, very important subjects. Very important subjects. You know, and that's what they did here. If that stands, then I think it's very unlikely that David McCormick can win this thing, because he's not going to overcome 902 votes without counting a lot of these absentee ballots. And he may not overturn it anyway. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that with Alito's decision, they essentially handing it to Mehmet Oz, who served in the Turkish military, votes in Turkey, very close to Erdogan. Now, did Alito do that because he likes Mehmet Oz? I don't know. But I don't really care. The one escape route, you want a legal escape route? I'll give you a legal escape route. The one legal escape route is, because there's no opinion, we don't know, but it may have been that Alito and some of the conservative justices didn't like the fact that it was a federal court. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia is a federal court, was interfering in state elections. So they just said, no, you can't do that. Thereby themselves interfering in a state election. However, David McCormick filed a suit in state court to let these ballots be counted. State court. Now, if the state judges permit them to be counted on the very obvious argument that, hey, they were received on time, therefore they had to have been dated on time because they were received on time. And it's, why do you care whether they were mailed 3 days before, 5 days before, 2 weeks before, and don't have a date, as long as they were received on time? If the state court accepts that, I find it very hard to see how the U.S. Supreme Court goes, no, I'm not even going to pay any attention to what the state court says about its own state laws. I'm hoping that Alito is being very narrow here, and that that right-wing majority is being very narrow and is going, well, you know, we don't want federal courts interfering. Stay tuned, because whoever John Fetterman faces depends on this. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Now that Michael Sussman has been acquitted, Matt, isn't it time for Merrick Garland to step up and shut this nonsense down? From what I understand, he has the power to shut this stupid investigation down and maybe show that he's got a little bit of a backbone. I don't know, in the next 10, 12 days, once this stuff from January 6th is televised, I don't know how that's going to help, but hopefully he steps up at that point too. But this Durham thing was a joke right from the beginning.
Yeah. We're going to a break, Dick. Thanks for calling in. We're going to be getting to that subject later in the show. I appreciate your calling in with your thoughts, and I will respond to them at that time. Now, to get back to Pennsylvania, I'm following all these Senate races very carefully, because there are about 8 or 9 of them around the country that are realistically going to determine who controls the Senate. And Pennsylvania is a biggie. And so is Wisconsin a biggie. Get behind one of our great Democratic candidates. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.